Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app and subscribe to Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, and then Green Legion Radio so you can get us anytime, anywhere that you can pick up a cell phone signal or you get the internet signal. You guys, my name's Quimby. Join alongside legendary Eagles receiver, Philadelphia's own, or New Jersey's own, Irving Fryer, everybody, who's got a hell of a golf game, by the way. We're going to have to talk about that.
You played well, too.
Yeah, I wasn't even close to you.
Yeah, but you did well. And I saw you running, too. I noticed that you're quite the athlete. I saw you a couple times, you picking up balls, running across the fairway.
What was he running for?
Just the job.
Or who was he running from?
He wasn't running from anybody, but
well,
just,
no.
You know, sometimes I do that too, going to pick a ball up.
Was he picking up his dead slice?
Well, no, Irv had big responsibilities because, somebody didn't show up and, we were in a tournament, right. A benefit tournament for
Dine on Us.
Thank you.
They feed, military homes or military families who are currently homeless and in need. Can you imagine that? In this country, we have active military families who are living below the poverty level. And Dine on Us helps to raise money to feed those families and to provide
for them.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
And we had a no-show, so a couple foursomes had paid to play with a player. So Irv was bouncing around between two foursomes, and I wanted to make sure I didn't slow him down.
He bounced with me.
So we probably played 30 holes.
Right, yeah.
By the end of the day, we're like, all right, this is,
I'm done.
Are we done yet?
I'm done.
Are we done yet? But, it was a great time and a great cause.
Yeah,
so.
We had a good day.
Next to him, the not so great athlete, Michael Diaz, but still, there he is. Yeah. That's the athlete.
Why'd you let him in?
These days.
I'd rather hear that than hear him talk.
I was going to say, at least he didn't burp.
Super Sam Brady in the corner. No, you're not Super Sam Ross. I do not care what the pregame show, rift is in any way, shape, or form.
Someone needs to get fired.
Seriously.
I made it very clear that I'm okay with being Sam Brady if it helps the cause.
Yeah, whoever wrote that script needs to be canned.
And there he is, our producer, for the last time.
He's out of here.
What's up, Slash? And, of course, do not forget about Mr. Baseball Brunch, Chris Sack, Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh-ah.
There we go. That was a good one.
We need to
that
make,
was.
We need, I need to
strong.
Get, I need to get one of those. We need to make something up for me here. What's up?
We got plenty for you.
I'm a little bit jealous with that.
I'm not gonna. We're not gonna start those just yet.
But is legendary Pro Bowler not good enough for you?
Yeah. No, it's not good enough. It's not strong enough.
I mean, come on, man.
Ooh-ha-ha.
We got Shut Up Diaz. We got Reggie Ooh-ha-ha. And then over here we have the Gobbler.
Do you want me to pass the Gobbler over to
you? No, I don't want the Gobbler.
I did not ask for my
Super
nickname.
Sam Brady, yeah.
You've got the Peanut Butter Man, Peanut Butter Box Man.
Okay,
Shepherd's Pie.
Okay, Peanut Butter Box. I'll take the Peanut
you know
Butter
what?
Box
we
Man.
We cannot. Somebody will call us racist for something.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let's not do that one.
Yeah, It'll wind up getting reduced to dark jiff, and we're in deep crap after that, man.
We need to come up with a name, though. We need to do something.
It'll come naturally.
It'll come something.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah, sure.
As soon as we get the oven in place, it'll be the legendary Irving air fryer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, let's rip the only person that has a legit name on the show.
Yeah. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
With it. That's what we do. It's initiation.
Nobody's off limits.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody, we appreciate you joining us here on a Saturday night. I know we're normally on from 1 to 3 p.m., but during football season and basketball season, Villanova owns Saturday afternoon.
And soccer season.
And nobody cares. I'm sorry, the Philadelphia 102.5 FM.
Most successful team
Fox
in Philadelphia.
Sports the Gambler. Home of the Philadelphia Union. Yeah, got it.
First place, baby.
Show's brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, South, nobody cares. And Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Diaz.
We need to get some stateside bourbon in this house.
Why don't you start
Anytime
bringing it?
Anytime you want to stop at the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard.
He shows up 5 minutes before showtime and begs for liquor to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Rocking flip-flops.
Woodford Reserve is plenty. I should be satisfied with that.
I was about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You
that's
can,
good.
You can
I'm not
kiss
argue
my
with
pale
you.
Ass just like baseball brunch last night. All right. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action. Bucks County Baseball Company. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Check them out. Premier Window Cleaning. WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. The Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Sea Isle City. The beautiful ladies at Cheerleaders, and I have gotten word we're going to have an event with Cheerleaders very soon.
Didn't we just have one?
That was a non-sanctioned event.
That was your free time.
This will be a sanctioned event.
It didn't last very long.
And it's called Green Legion versus Cheerleaders Softball Game.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, jeez.
You're welcome.
Bring the lumber.
Two
Giggity.
Balls.
Giggity.
And there it goes. Hold on. Might as well.
We lost Sam. Reminds me of Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, our friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. And, Ken Davies, I'm coming for you for City Fitness. You're signing that deal before Monday night, you bastard. You guys, all of our friends at City Fitness.
Reel them in. Oh, wow. What a sales guy.
Way to reel them in, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And we are about 12 hours away from signing our deal with Advantage Health Plus for the year. This will be the Green Legion Radio Advantage Health Plus. This will be the Advantage Green Legion Radio's Advantage Health Plus radio show. Yeah, you know. Green Legion.
I'll figure that out. Can I do the commercials?
Sure.
Thank you.
Good.
You can introduce the show because that's a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Every time.
Just make sure you hit record this time.
Yeah.
And if you guys have not heard the announcement, it is a big one. We finally have a home for the Players Show. Woo! Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. at Center Bar at Live Casino, brand new stage built specifically for us.
Nice.
Not really.
Not really.
But it was built recently.
But we're going to say that.
And we are saying that the entire time.
It's ours.
This week's guest, this Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m., in addition to Irving Fryer, in addition to Dave Spadaro, in addition to both my hosts, aside them, Chris Sack and Michael Diaz, which I'd like you to come for the first show, and then we'll alternate after that.
Sounds great.
Good with you guys. And, of course, Super Sam / our new intern, Lauren. Everybody will be there, including myself and Britton Covey, Philadelphia Eagles punt returner, will be our first guest.
Nice.
Over the next 2 weeks, we will see Reed Blankenship and N'Kobe Dean. Yes. So be prepared for that. It's a nice lineup to start. I like Reed Blankenship. I told everybody I thought he was going to make the team. That first game, he led the team in tackles, the first preseason game. So there's room for play for Reed. So we're looking forward to that. Britton Covey is going to be taking punt return details until, you know, he doesn't earn them. And I thought he looked pretty good. There was,
he caught
him. That's a start.
Listen, that's one of the most important factors in catching punts.
Well,
as a rookie, right?
Don't let that ball hit the ground.
He had good field presence too. He knew when to take a shot.
Right.
And he knew when to fair catch.
One of our guys got too close. It was pretty close.
It's really important not to let that ball hit the ground. You got to try to catch the ball if you can.
But anyway, Britton Covey will be our first guest this Tuesday, September 18th. Yes, right after the Monday night game. September 20th, right after the Monday night game.
Sorry. I was say, you're a little off there, bud.
Getting the wrong dates here.
Quick question on that. Are we going to get a sponsorship for the Green Legion Radio Quimby's Mercedes bump each week from the player? You got to get to the Mercedes dealership. Tell them to sponsor
that. If you bring that up again, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay, well, one of us will do it.
Do it.
Quimby's Mercedes bump. What is that?
Don't ask.
I don't know.
What if Covey?
With all the rookies that come through, because there's a lot of rookies, you know. No, it's not that.
Does Mercedes have to do with that?
I swear, officer, there's none in my center console.
Yeah.
When we did the show 3 years ago, Chickies and Pete's, there was a trending factor of our guests having a very good game the following Sunday.
Okay. And no matter who it was, different defense, offense.
It was all over the place. Nice. And Asshat over here decided that he wanted to start giving my Maserati away to players that had a great game for the week. I lost my car. It was great. A lot of fun. And of course, we did this with Boston Scott.
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah.
You know, 1700 miles later
in 2 days.
Who else got a Josh? What was his name?
Oh, tight end.
He scored a touchdown. It was the year when
Perkins?
Perkins.
Yeah, he did it against the Giants.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So, he likes, hey, I'll tell you what, Britton Covey.
He takes one to the house.
If you run a punt, there you go. You want a punt return to the house, or you can have my car for the week.
All right.
Now, you're going to pitch that to him for the Washington game, of course. Or are you, I was going to say, if he does that against the Vikings on Monday night, you just going to hand him the keys at Philly Live?
I got to get the equipment home, man. Hey, guess what? Don't have to bring a house system this time.
Right on.
Yes.
We've got two bags. That's all I have to bring this entire time. Nice. So that's a good thing. All right. Anyway, so player show every Tuesday. We will be there. We will not have a current Eagle on November 1st.
Before the
Thursday Houston game, everybody. Yeah. So, we will have an alumni, in the show or on the show with us at Live Casino. We'll let you know who that is as soon as we can. And thanks to Dave for getting us lined up, man.
Spuds
is the man.
What a great stiff arm.
Even
he's
Dave's
got
a name.
We're playing that. We're playing that. Yeah.
Even Dave's got a name.
I didn't even mean to do that. Get that screen off. All right. So.
What was that screen?
A lot to go over today, guys.
What was that?
I have such a sensitive mouse pad on this laptop.
Sure. No, that music was too fast to be that.
That was not YouTube. Sure. That was not YouTube.
And this is the Quimby Hour here on Green Legion Radio. Because you weren't saying anything anyway. So you guys, let's dive right into it. And I've got to find a way to pull this.
12 minutes in. Let's cut to the chase here, guys.
We had to say hello first.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
We haven't seen each other for a while. We haven't been together for a while. We got to say
hello. You already got fired today for that crap you put on the pregame show.
What?
So
the background music is going to be the Hooters.
Yeah.
I'm playing Photograph from here out every break.
Well, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Excuse me.
You don't need to punish me.
Excuse me. I'll let you know when to talk.
Quimby's already mad at you because he found out that you're on the DC bus trip.
Oh, well, yeah, but the only reason I'm going is because I'm not going to be on the bus with you guys. This is like going to be a nice trip.
We're talking about it in the green room earlier when I first came. I'm like, yeah, Matt Diaz is going. He's like, no, he's not. And he walks over to the list. He's like, damn it, he is.
You shouldn't say.
It's okay. We're doing the radio show on bus number one. You're on number four.
Oh my God. That's fine with me.
Diaz is going to call in. Oh, we now have Diaz from bus three calling in.
Hey guys, long time, first time. Are not allowed to talk on the ride home.
I'm not. I won't. No more singing. No one won't. For some reason, not everyone loves American Pie. I don't understand.
How come I really just don't believe the fact that you're going to be quiet on the way back.
No, I'll be watching Red Zone.
Why don't I believe that?
No, we're on club level in that stadium and there's a bar right, if we're in the same seats, there's a bar right behind our seats. There's no way that he's not going to be bombed on the way home.
That's right. He's
not going to be quiet. 0% chance and him being quiet, none at all. Is Abby going on this trip with you?
No.
This is even worse.
Even worse, yeah.
This is even worse.
She's kind of halfway controlling
him. No, I will be fine.
We're going to have so many complaints from bus number four. It's going to be unbelievable.
I got the whole crew home back in 2017. We had 9 buses or something like that. I don't know.
I was on your bus. I sat right behind you.
Yeah, I was fine then.
Yeah, my excellent. Buddy Tom and, hold on Henderson. A second. Please tell me Jay sent this to me on. She did.
Great radio.
Here we go. Fantastic. Everybody, here we go. I want to start off
our Eagles talk with this. Good start, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Still waiting.
19 minutes in.
Dead air.
Everybody, our good friend, Ron Jaworski.
He won the football game. But Nick Sirianni is going to have a ball when he looks at this tape. There's going to be a lot of corrections that needed to be made on both sides of football. What I did love, though, and we talked about it in the pregame show, the defense under Jonathan Gannon came with a heavy dose of blitz pressure. Corner cats, slot cats, Maddox.
Is he watching the same game? Times.
I love to see that aggressive style of defense. We saw it. Jalen Hurts, I thought, was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay, first of all,
where do you start?
What game were you watching?
I've never heard a bigger homer since Coatsy.
Now, did I'm assuming.
It's a missed penalty.
I'm assuming here that he's replacing, because it's former player for former player on that panel. So he's replacing Seth Joyner, and they probably said, let's hype up the defense a little bit here, right? I mean, like, because
Seth Joyner hates everything.
Yeah, Seth Joyner last year was going completely ballistic.
I guarantee Jaws was in a scotch coma before the first half was over.
Oh, my God, there's no doubt about it.
Well, Jaws and Seth are on the same show.
No.
They're not?
No, Seth's not on there.
No,
he's not on that show?
No, Seth and Ray Dininger got replaced with Ron Jaworski and...
Just Barrett, right?
Barrett Brooks.
No, Barrett Brooks has been there. They had Ruben Frank. Ruben Frank is the guy that replaced Ray Dininger. So, but yeah, I mean, like, kidding. What game was he watching? I think I heard, and just from watching the game itself, but they called six blitzes the whole game. I mean,
but what
there was
pressure,
no pressure
did they get? They
nothing. Got, I mean, we're getting right into it right away. You know, I said it before the season started. I was interested in seeing the defense. No one was expecting the defense to be perfect a little. They clunky. They haven't all played together and everything. But that was just like, I mean, if Jared Goff is just taking it to him. Oh,
if
man,
the only sack you get is based on a botched snap,
right? Yeah.
Like, we've got issues. I have to revert back to what Irving said, and I think we all agreed on this. And it's a new NFL, all right. It's a juggling match. It's a juggling match with the collective bargaining agreement, with players these days, with everything that Irv mentioned about 2 months ago. 6 weeks ago, as we were getting into training camp. All right. My biggest issue was not them getting pressure. All right. They played one series live as a defense. All right. What pissed me off was the lack of physical play in the preseason that resulted in as many missed tackles as they had. This looked more like an ass grabbing session than an actual NFL football game. There was a lot of hands on people and a lot of missed tackles.
Shout out Geno Smith.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. That was a complete one.
There are some factors that I just wrote down that I noticed that obviously for me were beyond the obvious. Obviously, yes, it seemed like the Eagles lost this game or the Lions just ran out of time. Because it seems like if they had gotten the ball again, they probably would have gone down and scored. But I wrote this stuff down. Game shape, question mark. Tackling, question mark. Intensity at the beginning of the game, question mark. 10 penalties? That comes from a lack of preparation. They had a lot of penalties last year.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think they led the league in penalties at one point.
Those first seven
games, they had a lot of penalties because of the lack of preparation. They did not play in the preseason. The starting players did not play in the preseason, and there were the pre-snap penalties. There were like half of them were pre-snap penalties, which is a mental lapse. It's a mental lapse. There's no way you should be jumping off sides, but that comes because you have not played in the preseason. And now all of a sudden the coaches are expecting you. And I know a lot of the teams in the NFL are doing this, but that's what we're going to get from the Eagles. If they continue to prepare themselves for the season the way they've done the past couple of years, we're going to continue to see them struggle in these particular areas that I just mentioned.
We're going to get more in depth on that. I want to dive into a lot of what you said because all of it is accurate. We're going to take a quick break. Before that, live read right now is everybody, the Green Legion. All right. If you are not signed up for the Green Legion tailgate Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings for the season home opener, get to greenlegion.com and get signed up. We barely have space left for Arizona at the tailgate. Get signed up. We barely have a lot of space left for Houston's tailgate or ticket and tailgate package. Get signed up. We barely have a lot of space left for the Indy package. Get signed up. As of today, the New York Giants swamp trip is now live. We are the least expensive in the market, as always, because we're not paying a radio station the split profit. Everyone. All right. We're $50 less than $60 less than everybody else. And we're providing you everything that you would get. So.
And Diaz and myself.
And don't tell anybody that because they'll ask for further discounts. But we're closed up on Punta Cana as of Thursday. We have no more space available on that. So you missed out, but you can still. Hop on if you want. You're just going to have to get your own flights and let us know. We can still figure out your hotel. But greenlegion.com, everybody, make sure as we are winding down the available space on our road trips that you do not forget how excellent of a deal our home tailgates are. $65, 4 hours, unlimited beverages, and unlimited food. It's the best deal in the NFL. Go to another city and get that for $65. I dare you.
For 4 hours.
For 4 hours. You'll get it for two and it'll be limited beverages. All right. GreenLegion.com, everybody. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, brought to you by our friends at Advantage Health Plus. It's coming. Advantage Health Plus and by Live Casino. You guys will be back right after this. And everybody, that was Diaz's favorite song.
Shoot me.
Actually, you know,
Slash, that's our favorite song regarding you.
Slash could cut it up and make it your favorite song that we come back to on Saturday.
No, I
night.
Made a note of photograph already.
It's ridiculous. I will hear that in stadium.
Everybody, don't hang out all alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game. Not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon till 2 a.m.
Lou Mancini helping me out. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, wow. Lou.
Oh, man.
Quimby's he found out I was going on the D.C. wow. trip today, and Quimby is punishing me.
It's trying to
smoke me out.
It's every song. It's every break. Every break we're going to photograph. So back to the game, back to defense. We're going to stick on defense here for a hot second because I think there's some good things to talk about on offense, but defensively. Okay. I want to call Jaws out. I really do. All right. Because I didn't see any of this. I was watching pretty intent. And it didn't.
Well, first of all, the Lions scored 35 points.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
They scored more points than we did, than our offense
on
did.
On offense. Yeah. Well, now let's take a step back here. First of all, give Sam the opportunity to say what she's wanted to the entire show.
I was right.
Okay. You're done.
extra whipped cream, brownie, vanilla ice cream.
And hit him. Hit him. Do it. Yeah, I'll turn the camera off, I swear. So let's take a step back and let's give some credit where it's due. Detroit was ready to play. DeAndre Swift is for real. Now,
144 yards.
Was that place as loud as it sounded?
I was going to ask you. You're the only one here that was in the building.
I had an opportunity to speak to my dad yesterday and today for a little while, and he's like, "What the hell was up with those false starts?" And I'm like, "Dad, it was one of the loudest stadiums I have been to." Now, there's more to talk about here. You gotta
practice that.
Well,
you have to practice it, and if you practice it, and you here's one of the things I always tell people.
But in fact. There was definite home field advantage there for the first time in a game other than a Thanksgiving game in quite some time. Sam.
Okay, but we knew that. We were supposed to be prepared for that. We were going to the first game of the season away. We were supposed to be ready for that. Irv, back me up. You said it. we were not ready to be right. away.
I said that.
For the first
I said that all along.
There's a
where thing. The hell has she been?
Seriously,
way to go, Sam.
I
she
get
lost
angry.
Football.
There's something that happens when you spend time together as an offensive unit or defensive unit. There's a camaraderie. There's a unity. There's a cohesiveness that just
a
takes
cohesiveness
place.
Or a cohesiveness.
A cohesiveness that takes place over time with repetition. And here's what I'm going to tell you about that. This is what I mean. It didn't matter how loud it was in any stadium that I played in, because I spent time with my quarterback and we went over plays. When I lined up and there was distance between he and I, it didn't matter what was going on out there. There was a rhythm. There was a connection that took place that I could feel what he was saying. Even though I may not be able to hear it, I could feel what he was saying, and I knew the timing of what he was saying, and that allowed me to get off the ball regardless of whether I could hear or not.
Hold on. The hell? Rhythm and connection are the key words there.
Rhythm and connection.
And Fred Flintstone.
That's rhythm as a dancer.
This is real good stuff here. I'm imparting.
But you know, the funny thing is though, Sam had said we should have been ready. You know,
Tony, you guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation, and if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair.
Who is that? Herschel Walker?
It's my teammate.
T.O.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
It's my quarterback. You just said you spent time with your quarterback. I was just,
he wasn't saying that crap.
I wasn't saying my quarterback. I was saying all the quarterbacks that I practiced with. It didn't matter how loud it was. You make that connection. You get into a rhythm and you can actually connect with one another without being able to hear one another. That happens. I'm done.
Try and make a serious point. Quimby is going to crap on it. All right. That's the show.
I'm done. I'm trying to be serious.
I understand what you guys are saying, but also at the same time,
but mistakes will happen.
No,
yes.
I get that, but at the same time though, that noise that we were just talking about that Detroit and their fans had in Ford Field that day, that should have affected the offense more than our defense. Remember the crowd isn't loud when the offense is
right.
at work.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I'm speaking
but the
about
problem
offense.
In that game. Yeah, but the problem in that game was our defense. There should have been no communication issues whatsoever out there. It was to me like I know some people were down after the game. And I know Quimby, you know, we both commented on statuses and we were both kind of like, you know, a win is a win.
The NFL in-game Facebook status.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're back to that here with big time over here.
But at the end of the day,
I was all over it.
At the end of the day, though, winning the game is the most important and paramount thing. You walked out of Detroit with a win.
I agree.
But you can also be skeptical and critical about what you saw out there on the field that day. And that defense, to me, left way too much to be desired. Like you have all these new pieces.
You know, the best player on defense was Sunday. Did you look at the box score?
Well, I know Jordan Davis, there was like 2.9 yards rushing when he was on the field,
it
wasn't him.
It was Marcus Epps. 10 tackles, 8 solo, 1 for a loss.
His box score looked good. He missed some plays out there too.
But like you look at the defense and what they did as a whole, you have all these new toys, and I know it's going to take time for Gannon to put them all together. But for me, you got a short leash, man, because Vic Fangio is a guy that knows what to do with these pieces. And the fact that Hassan Reddick didn't even sniff Jared Goff the whole entire day is a complete misusage of the guy, your big money free agent this offseason.
You're exactly right. And yes, Rich Gannon has got to figure this out.
Rich?
Jonathan Gannon. I said Rich Gannon. Jonathan Gannon. Well,
be Rich.
Gannon has got to figure this out. And he's got to figure
this
out.
He's going to wind up being poor soon enough.
He's got to figure this out quickly. Why? Because during the offseason, he got a whole lot of peanut butter boxes delivered to the defensive coordinator's room. He got a whole lot of toys.
Howie did the smartest thing he possibly could. He removed all doubt and from him.
Yep,
and now it's all on Gannon.
Maybe, just maybe, we're seeing that Gannon's defensive prowess is not as expansive.
Well, let's talk about that for a hot second, shall we?
It's not as expansive
as
we
talk
think.
About his defensive legacy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about his experience in the NFL. 2001. Louisville. What's our claim to fame with Louisville? oh, I don't know, maybe a fifth round overall pick that never amounted to Richard.
Yeah. I was good. Marcus Smith.
Marcus Smith.
That was right. Yeah.
2001, student assistant. Louisville, 2003 to 2005, graduate assistant.
He's working his way up.
Yeah, moving up.
2006, Atlanta Falcons, defensive quality control coach.
He's picking up cones at practice.
Well, only Doug Peterson Ball was boy. Doing that with his
Can I get away with that?
Oh, no, I don't think you can.
nice of you to join us.
Crusher. I was waiting for him to stop.
I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah, I swear I should have said.
No, I heard it. I was waiting for you to stop staring a hole through the side of my head. You said the B word, and then I went, like that.
Now, ready? After that, first, tell me what that is.
He's a ball boy.
He's a ball boy. He's like, he sets up practice.
Out of football for 5 years. Comes back to Tennessee with the same title.
Ball boy.
Do we know what he was doing for 5 years?
Research didn't go that deep on this one, Zach.
he probably.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a whole lot of time today.
He probably got kicked off of that team.
Then he comes back. Then he goes to Minnesota.
He came back with a bang, though.
Hey. Assistant defensive backs coach, which means he gathers balls. And then he becomes the Colts defensive backs coach. I'm sorry, Nick Sirianni, I don't think you should have had this much influence in this decision. All right, you went from being nothing other than somebody that's gathering nuts. You went from nothing more than a football squirrel.
Squirrel, I was about to
squirrel. Defensive coordinator. I don't think he has it. I got to be honest with you. Now, we all know that much of this team's philosophy, at least on offense, comes down from high above, the highest source. All right. Jeffrey Lurie wants this offense to look a certain way. I believe Jeffrey Lurie also wants this defense to look a certain way. Now, I'm questioning this because I don't remember up until the last few seasons where we have heard, we want the front four to put all the pressure on this quarterback. That's where we want to get our pressure, from the front four. All right, while you got people sitting back in zone or, you know, no man-to-man coverage whatsoever, and there's holes and seams all over the place if that front four doesn't get to anybody. I only remember this as a standard for this football team over the last few years. And I'll tell you what I think it is more than anything. I don't think it's a standard. I think it's flat out laziness. Flat out laziness in defensive planning from somebody who is not creative enough to know what he's doing.
When you have cornerbacks like Slay and Bradbury and Avante Maddox who can play one-on-one, who can play man-to-man, and you don't press, when you're not getting to the quarterback, you have to kind of take away his lanes and where he's throwing the football and his timing.
Bradbury especially at 212 pounds.
Press the line of scrimmage. That way you can get home and maybe you could get a free blitzer to come in, one of the linebackers, or if you have Hassan Reddick lining up on the same side as Brandon Graham. There's other ways of doing it. He did nothing to adjust at all. It was plain and simple. From those of us that are just sitting on our couch in Maple Shade, New Jersey, or, you know, up your way, Diaz, it was mind boggling the fact that they did nothing to adjust it.
There was nothing adjusted. Are you talking about from first half, second half, or all of last year?
Because, thank you.
Because you know what it reminded me of during that game?
Look,
that
kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
That Tennessee game, like this prevent, like, are they just going to get 8 yards every play? Is that just what we're going to do? And you know what? Everyone would love to get pressure with their front four. That would be great. But when you don't have the guys that can get pressure with your front four, you're going to have to do something different. And he has all these new pieces, and it was going to be clunky and maybe communication and maybe this, maybe that. But put these guys in the position to make plays.
Exactly. What do you've all said it so far. Hassan Reddick was dropping back in coverage.
Josh Sweat.
That's not what you brought him here for.
And it's okay if you're mixing things up. But let him do what he does, and I don't know what the percent, maybe 20. If he's going to get 25 snaps or 35 snaps, maybe 6 of them or something. But the other 30, he is rushing the quarterback.
Hassan Reddick should not be dropping back unless he's already rushed 7 or 8 times. then that kind of pickles the quarterback a little bit.
Cause exactly.
He thinks he's coming, then all of a sudden he drops back. Now, I'm sure that they didn't acquire Bradberry and keep Slay so that those guys could play off. Because as a wide receiver, if a guy's playing off, that makes it easy for me. Particularly if there's a blitz. If there's a blitz, I can just run my slant uninterrupted, throw the ball, and it's a first down. Or we defeat the blitz. But when the defensive backs are in your face, now you have to deal with them.
You got to get around them.
Yeah, you got to deal with
them.
At
the very least, it's another half second.
It slows things down and disrupts things and keeps the right now from happening. It keeps the immediate read for the quarterback from happening in a clear sense. So they have to bring those guys up. They didn't get Bradberry. They don't have Slay. Those guys can play man to man. They want to come up and bump, play pressure.
Don't they? They want to play pressure.
Yeah, they want to play pressure because they know how to disrupt the wide receivers. They've got to do that. I think what we're seeing is like we said earlier, are the limitations in what Gannon is capable of doing with a defense.
I mean, we have another statue coming up here this week in Kirk Cousins. Maybe not so much as Jared Goff, but you better bet your ass that you need to get more pressure on him, because if he has time and he has space like he had last week against the Green Bay Packers, I mean, you just saw Justin Jefferson just running free out there in the secondary. The Eagles have a bevy of riches in cornerback, but still there is few and far between that can cover that man out there in wide open space. You need to get to the quarterback.
You guys, we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Family owned and operated for 30 years. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100% as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or check them out on the web at wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. We're going to let Dr. Fryer stew for about 4 minutes here before we come back. He's ready to bust. It's all good. And
Giggity.
We have the beautiful Kelly joining us as our final qualifier for this upcoming year's Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Advantage Health Plus. Make sure you check them out at AdvantageHealthPlus.com for supplemental insurance, everything from prescription, mental telehealth appointments included, pet insurance, everyone, for less than $30 per month. It is a fantastic deal. This is Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. Irv, you had some stuff to say. We were coming back from break. Go ahead.
I forgot what we were talking about. But no, perfect. No. But
I did too. I was reading Quimby's name. It says Jaws Your Nuts.
Jaws Your I've heard all week long a lot of people saying a lot of negative things about the game against the Lions. The bottom line is, like you said, Zach, they won the game. And anytime in the NFL, whether anybody realizes this or not, anytime you can go on the road and not necessarily play well and come back with a win, that's actually a great win, because winning a game in the NFL is hard. First of all, going on the road and winning a game is even harder. So hats off for the win. But yes, there are some things that bring question marks in our minds about this team. I did not expect them to jump off and do everything right the first week. Not even the second week or the third week.
I expect perfection.
No, there's not going to be perfection. You know why? Because they did not prepare full speed. They didn't spend any time on the field in preseason getting ready for the intensity level that they saw from the Lions. That's why the Lions went down the field. Swift got 77 yards in that first series right off the bat. The Eagles weren't ready.
Real quick, Russ Taylor, Irv, with all the safety rules and advances in health and technology, how many yards and touchdowns would you have in today's NFL?
Hell, I'd still be playing.
You'd have about seven on Sunday against Eagles defense.
At 59 years old, I'd still be playing right now, getting it.
You know what Irv is saying here about them not preparing, and contrasting that to Detroit, we all saw Hard Knocks, and they were going live hitting like from day one. I'm going to say this.
glass half full. I hope that's the problem, because I think what
not the whole problem.
Well,
part of
what
it.
Got people upset it's is that, okay, Jonathan Gannon now has some new toys that let's see if he can do. It looked like the same thing. Now, we had some good performances. Some guys stepped up. You know, James Bradbury looks good. AJ Brown looks good. We have some new things that look good. But the, you know, his whole – Jonathan Gannon's idea of I don't have a scheme, I don't think he has anything. It's just like 8-yard chunk, 8-yard chunk, 50-yard run.
Here, hit his gap.
8-yard chunk. I mean, if that's what you're going to do, then I want to see a lot of tip balls. I want to see a lot of – I want to see a lot of turnover. Like, there's just nothing. They did have one turnover. They won the turnover battle. I think the offense, like – you know, we don't want Jalen Hurts to run 17 times a game. You know, okay, that makes sense. But they did their job. And just the defense, it looks like nothing is different from last year. Not even just the clunkiness. It just looks like a Tecmo Bowl defense.
Well, how are you going to put an offense on edge,
Bo Jackson,
when you don't have a defensive scheme and you're just going in there a free for all? You got to be committed to something and get that offense like on their heels. I don't see anything.
The scheme is you've got these players with all different talents. Use those talents the best way that those players can do
it. I don't think he knows how to do it.
I think you're probably right. Or, you know what? Maybe they just didn't hit early enough in camp and they'll be better.
Didn't hit
I
all.
Don't know.
I mean,
that's just a part of the problem. That's just a part.
I mean,
I got this after you.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you think though, like, this is the reason why, like, I don't want to say it's the reason why, but it's one of the reasons why Nick Sirianni gave up play calling last year to Shane Steichen, because he knew he had to babysit Jonathan Gannon on the other side and actually had to be a head coach instead of an offensive coordinator. But my question is this. If you look at it, and I know we'll talk about the offense, which was a shining point, especially Jalen Hurts and how they played. We'll get to that in the next hour. But my whole thing is,
we're
looking at this in the context of, like, yeah, a win is a win, right? But 38-35, if this was 38-35 and we won this game against Kansas City, or we won this game against, Dallas, the Chargers, something like that, we would have a different dynamic of how we think about it, because everybody still sits there and thinks about how the Lions are the Lions and the Lions suck. Like, if anybody watches,
we're going to find out. Yeah, we might have played a really good team.
But that team is better, and they were better last year. I know they had the second pick of the draft this past year, and they got Aiden Hutchinson. But I'll tell you, man, that team played a lot of teams tough last year.
DeAndre Swift, too.
Justin Tucker had to kick a 66-yard field goal to beat the Lions in Detroit last year. They almost beat the Rams. They almost beat a lot of good football teams last year, and that's not – I'm just saying.
Great. They covered 11 times. Nobody cares.
All apologies.
Would you have a different point of view if they would have played the same type of game but against a different team, is my point.
They might have lost. They probably would have lost if they played.
If they won. If they won and they played that kind of way and they still won, your context of it would be completely different. But we're only judging it based on the fact that they're the Lions and they've always been the Lions.
Anybody else upset with the amount of Jordan Davis snaps? Don't care.
What did he get? 22?
22. I wasn't 25? Surprised. I wasn't surprised, but it's also kind of like, if the other guys aren't doing it, give him a shot to rush the passer. You know what I mean? Like, what were the splits between running downs and passing downs? It was like 18-4 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but week one, you're paying these guys to get a job done. You're paying Fletcher Cox. You're paying Hargrave.
Who hurt himself on the only play that he made.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
hold on a second.
He jumped on the quarterback.
You can't, Fletcher.
All right, dude, I gotta be honest with you. I'm done with you. I was done with you last year.
Stop the army crawl, man. Just stop.
You got half a sack on a botched snap.
Yeah, that was their only.
And you're humping the ground like you're 14 years old going through puberty. What is wrong with you?
Was that their only sack, by the way?
That was it.
One sack split between him and BG.
That's weird. I always thought Quimby loved Cox.
Giggity!
I mean, you had his jersey, your favorite player. Let's
do this properly.
Wait, did Irv just do a giggity?
Please stop.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
Uh-oh, what happened to mine?
You unplugged your own!
Everybody, Diaz is done for the rest of the show. How much time in this,
set? Oh boy. 4 minutes?
4 minutes. All right, go get a break. Go take a break. You're off. Are you sure?
All right. I don't know what he's saying. He's not plugged in.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
But no, Jordan Davis snaps, no. I think you got to commit to your veterans in week one before you start, you know, jumping ship and getting Davis in there more snaps than he was projected to have, you know, going in. You can't adjust the game plan, you know, against the Lions week one. You got to stick to your guns.
Well, didn't he play? That was his average in college, wasn't it?
Well, it was more 50 to 60% of the snaps in college, right. But a lot of times they were blowing teams
right,
out
because
so they
were
the
coming
field.
Out of the game. Yeah.
I mean, 25, 30% right. of the snaps is not where he's supposed to be at.
Gotcha.
But maybe that's where they want him at
right now.
Because he's a huge dude and they're still trying to probably work him up to the proper conditioning sure. to playing in the NFL as compared to.
I think he has to drop 10 pounds.
Probably. Yeah.
That was one of the concerns going into the draft. Was
you can't
his
gain
weight.
Anymore.
Don't gain any weight. Can he lose some weight and maintain that weight throughout the season?
Maintain his strength.
He played. Irv and we didn't play.
I'm a different guy. I'm a freak. You can't compare me to anybody else. I'm a freak of nature.
Freak of nature. First overall pick. 1984 first overall pick. But here's something though, like you're on the, okay, first overall pick. All right. New England, you're losing a game and they're just using you as like a punt returner and a scat back or whatever you were playing. Like,
that's what I was doing. I was a starting wide receiver and a punt returner.
Oh, I thought at first that they had you coming out of the backfield a lot.
No, sir. That was in Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I blocked a lot. I did block a lot when I was in New
Diaz
England.
Diaz remembers you playing back then. He was 30.
My question, that's Quimby. My question is though.
Were
okay,
you supposed to shut up for the last 4 minutes?
No, okay. Jordan Davis, the game plan is to play him 25% of the snaps or whatever. But when everyone else isn't doing anything and you're not stopping anybody, do you still stick to the game plan that's obviously not working and get your young guy and switch it up?
When was the last time you saw this team adjust anything at halftime?
I think Nick Sirianni is good at adjusting on offense. I think when he says, I don't know the defense, or what did he say in the press conference? I don't handle the defense, or I'm not an expert at defense.
I'm an offensive expert.
It's not my department.
It's not my department.
He did say initially, though, that he was an expert at football. Now, when you're an expert at football, you're an expert at multiple facets of the game.
So he contradicted himself.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, when I was playing ball, if that situation came up, first of all, it was different. If the first round draft choice, first rounder, you're not going to be on the sidelines. You're going to be in the game.
That's how it is now.
You're going to play 100% of the offensive or defensive plays. That's not how it is now.
Well, I mean, unless you're a quarterback, but even then. I was wondering when that was coming. I thought Zach was going to pull it out.
Yes!
We're back to football season. All right! All right!
Before we go to break, though, I just wanted to say, I mean, you're looking at a 37-25 split on, you know, pass to run because Detroit was down by double digits most of the game, so you're not going to put Jordan Davis in there. So it's kind of a flawed percentage when you look at it in the grand scheme of things.
That's why you're here with us, just to bring accurate insight into this.
The gobbler's gobbler.
Damn time he did something.
Yeah, and then make sure to bleep out anything that we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Hashtag Quimby.
That's most important.
Bring us the break.
Are we on break?
Let's go. I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, so do I. All right, you guys, when we come back, the beautiful Kelly is here in studio with us here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. No commercials. We'll be back. Top of the hour. Right after this. And everyone, you're hearing this because we want you to hear this song. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, would like to welcome Kelly Lee to the show.
All right.
Badgers Bears, Kelly Lee.
Oh, 1982. All right. That's right on.
No, there was another Kelly Lee in 2005 with,
she passed away, actually.
Oh, no. Yeah. Zach, who was in that one? The one that you watched instead of Goodfellas, Godfather, Scarface, and all the other great movies in the last 40
Kathy
years?
Kathy Lee Gifford?
With, used to be married to, Brad Pitts.
Anyway,
Angelina
Kelly.
Thank you.
You botched
it. Losing our mind. Yeah. All right. Kelly, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you. How are you?
She does look amazing, everybody. Yay!
Yes, thank you for coming, Kelly.
Kelly, how tall are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I am 5'7".
All right, that rocks. In those heels, 6'8"?
You know, whatever you want.
Okay, down with that.
Our new intern, who's also going to be in the calendar too, they're tall.
Yeah.
Very tall, yes.
That's, yes. So... Yes. Try to focus on sports during this entire thing, and here we go. Kelly, you are originally from New Hampshire?
That I am. I am from the mountains and Lake Winnipesaukee.
Oh, Lake Winnipesaukee!
Watch your language on this program. What is it called?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
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 I grew up on Lake Wallenpaupack, so... We have absolutely nothing in common except the W! Yeah! Let's get another W Monday.
Lake W.
She's... Hold on. She's a lot of fun already. So now you live on a sailboat.
That I do.
I'm going to put a GPS tracker on you. I don't believe it. All right.
So I have lived on 3 sailboats in the last 3 years, and I have been island hopping everywhere from the coast of Florida to the Caribbean and all the islands in between.
How the hell did you wind up in Philadelphia? Because that would be my last stop.
Bad storm.
Bermuda Triangle.
She got
Bermuda
blown off
Triangle,
course.
Yeah.
Gilligan and the
Gilligan
Skipper.
Gilligan and the Skipper.
And the Skipper eat Gilligan? Tour.
Please, sorry.
Well, that I am on tour, but I also have a lot of family here and friends here, so it just happens to be one of my favorite destinations.
All right.
All right, we like that.
We do like that. We like that. So you are a full-time fashion model, part-time artist. What, describe that for us.
So I am a painter. I do canvas paintings.
Could you paint his mouth shut?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do that. Paint more hair?
His forehead is a canvas.
I think I could do better than painting. I'll paint his mouth. But I also use mixed media, and I glue things on the canvas. So,
perfect.
So I could potentially glue
rubber cement.
Shut
down.
You're hired.
Yes. And you could leave it there long enough that the fumes actually cause more brain damage than he already has.
Wow. The show would go downhill.
Wow.
But, the show is going downhill.
Besides paintings, I also am a dream catcher designer. I bead jewelry as well. So I think that dream
beads.
Catchers.
You know where everybody's head went on that one, right?
Yeah.
Can you make an orange, black, and white one for Sack over here that the Flyers might make the playoffs in the next decade?
I can make.
Yeah, but you can't get the juju out of it, bro.
My season tickets came.
No,
in.
No. I put the juju in it. You have to get the juju out of it. And that's all about your energy that you receive from it.
So how do you put the juju in there? How does that work?
That'd be so much trick. Oh.
Yeah. That was too easy. I haven't had an opportunity to do that on a sports show in years.
Oh, my
wow. God.
You're like you've ever needed a reason.
That's true. Jordan Mailata came on a couple years ago.
Hey, don't you upset. Don't upset my boyfriend.
Nate Gary.
All right. There we go. God. Slash just. Everybody from here on out is required at least a size 14 font, Connie. Reading, swimming, and what's this last thing?
Painter.
Hiking, et cetera.
Hiking.
So I would love to know
how the hell we got hiking out of that, but that's okay. We're good.
Sam, you're fired.
Let me see.
What are you talking about? That was Connie.
We can't fire Connie, so Sam's out of here.
Yes. Hold on a second. No, you go before she goes.
Oh, get out of here.
I will concur. It looks like a heartbeat monitor. Yeah.
Looks like you flatlined afterwards.
Too much hiking.
Well, basically that's what happened.
Sounds like the Eagles defense this past weekend.
So are you going to be around on Sunday, or are you going to be embarking somewhere else?
I'm going to be embarking on here.
Whoa.
Like that.
Oh, yes.
On here? Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Because if there was another pronoun used, it'd be done. Everybody, Fox Sports The Gambler, we're finished. See you on Monday.
We can fill in the rest of the program
this week is
baseball.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm so happy that we're taking all of Sean Brace's time.
Yeah, I was going to say she'll be with us. Monday, then.
Yep.
Not Sunday.
Monday. Well, she's going to be with us on Sunday for the photo shoot because we would like you to be in. Are we all in agreement?
Yes.
No doubt
about it.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for the honor of having me at your photo shoot on Sunday.
Please.
I really appreciate
it. The more the honor is having you put up with this cast of derelicts on this show for 5 minutes.
I'm happy to put up with it.
All right, cool.
She's got green too. So
she knew exactly what she was doing. She's tough.
What?
Got it.
Get it out.
Today, Junior.
You mumbling, stuttering. Oh, you wouldn't know that movie.
No.
All right. Kelly Lee, you are off the hook as of right now. You can please, we will see you on Sunday. And this is, don't spend any more time here than you have to.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Will you do me a favor? Yes. Will you give the camera a spin for everybody? See what we're rocking here? Cause this is ridiculous. All right. Yep.
What month is she going to be in?
Whatever she wants.
When's your birthday, Kelly?
October 3rd.
Ooh, October 3rd.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. Are you really?
Yes.
Nice work. No, I'm looking at.
Happy almost birthday.
Happy birthday.
There it is. 28
to me.
Okay, that's enough. We're gonna go. Wait, Kelly. 28. 28.
It is October 3rd.
What is going on right now?
Trying to find out how old she is.
I'm trying to find out.
She's not telling you. It's okay. We're good. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Do we need to go to break now?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. This is what you have to look at again.
You're back to me.
It's so sad.
It is a sad state
it's
of affairs.
It's so sad.
You know, you guys make me so nervous when you bring those.
Yeah, I know. Serena's not happy about it ever.
You know, I'm glad that's over with.
The good thing is where I positioned the camera, you were not seen.
Yeah.
You can see me over on the side.
Nope.
No, it was just her. Well, that's fine.
Just her and your beer bottle. That was
it. Beer bottle.
And your big ass lamp right there.
Okay, that's cool.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting some light off
I'm
it.
I'm darker
Forehead's
than you guys,
good.
Man.
Seriously.
I need
to get
light.
A little sun.
I'm darker than everybody in this room.
Yeah. If I had 2 days in the sun, you'd be screwed.
Nah, you'd be a long way from this, buddy.
I'll put a standing bet on that whenever you want.
This is sweetness.
It's all right, back to football. Wow. That was nice. That's
how much time do we have left in this segment?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Let's get the offense because we haven't discussed offense at all. We haven't gotten to around the league. I think we should do around the league in the last segment just to see if there's anything we want to talk about. Pass.
Sacks picks.
Which we haven't done in 2 years.
Let Sack do his picks and we can argue with him about his picks.
For Chris Sack, okay. See you next week.
Before anybody steals my thunder.
That was Diaz.
On offense. All right. Two major concerns. Obviously, one of them comes back to what we've already talked about and discussed, which is the fact that Jalen Hurts had to run the ball 17 times and looked like he was running for his life. We don't need him running the ball that much. I get it. That's the kind of quarterback he is. This is a Donovan McNabb-esque type quarterback. We get it. But as you saw in the two games that he's actually played this year, players know this team is screwed.
They're going for
Without it.
Without
it. They are going for it. They will take a 15-yard penalty and a bull crap NFL $11,000 penalty on Quincy. You guys are a bunch of
Richards.
No, I was going the other way.
Oh.
Connie's?
Yes.
Oh, no, I shouldn't say. Connie's.
No, we not. But Diaz. Yeah, yeah. Diaz. Yeah. Okay.
Courtney's.
Courtney. There we go. That's a concern. The more he runs, the more susceptible he's going to be to people saying, hey, we're going to take this guy's block off, take the 15 yards, and yeah, okay, the penalty. I guarantee there's backwards deals in those locker rooms. You're not going to tell me Bounty Bowl was the only one or the stuff in the Saints. Hey, you take him out? Yeah, you're going to get fined. We'll cover it. Don't worry about it. We'll get you a nice speaking engagement.
Yeah, go kill Kurt Warner.
Unless, of course, it's Lamar Jackson that scored a 13 on the Wonderlic and nobody wants him talking in front of the camera at any point in time. But, that's one concern, but that goes back to, I think, not playing full contact football in the preseason. This is the first time this team has played, essentially. And the other, and then I'm going to leave the floor to you guys. We'll start with Sack and run to the left here.
It's never going to get to me when it gets
to
me.
Well, I don't get a say in this.
Yeah, you get to go all the way back around after me.
That'll be the end of the show.
Devontae Smith. You know, you can't have one of the best or one of the better tandems of receivers in the league and your number two receiver who could be a number one on a lot of teams, goose egging. I mean, he caught a pass. It was negated by a penalty, but you got to get that guy. And he's going up against Jeff Okuda, who I get it, third overall pick. And everybody's like, oh yeah, Jeff Okuda's back. Now Jeff Okuda sucks. He's a bust in the 10 games he's played in the NFL over the last 2 years. He did nothing except get used as a mop. All right. That's it.
Solid analogy.
That's it. It was a mop.
I had no problem with Jalen running the football. If it was designed for him to run the football or he had to run the football, there was times though where you could tell watching it on TV and the camera angle, I'm sure Quimby being in the stadium could attest to this, is there was times where he didn't have to run, where he could have gotten the ball out of his hands to an A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith or Quez Watkins or Dallas Goedert. Could have gotten them the ball and put himself out of harm's way, but also instead of, you know, him getting X amount of yardage, we would have got Y amount of yardage. We would have got more yardage if he would have just passed the ball and got it to somebody.
Thank like, it's you. Like
he looks at – he's improved with his passing. There were certain aspects of his passing that you could tell that he improved on in the first game as compared to last year. But also at the same time, it's like he looks at his first progression, his first option, and then he just decides to tuck it and run. And say what you will about the offensive line, it's the best, if not, you know, one of the best in the NFL. And they didn't allow for a lot of protection. They were bringing, you know, a couple different blitzers from a couple different angles on Jalen. But for him to be able to take the next step and for this team to become true Super Bowl worthy contenders, and to really carry this offense, he's going to have to make sure that he sits back there and puts the ball in the hands of the playmakers, the guys that are being paid to do so and to give him options out there so he doesn't put himself in harm's way even more.
I think what I agree with you, and I think what I'm hearing is the same thing that we're talking about with Gannon now. It might be just first week kind of stuff. It just didn't look a whole lot different. Now, he threw the ball more willingly to a covered A.J. Brown who's making plays out the wazoo. It was a league-wide trend, at least for receivers or some of these top receivers. We all play fantasy sports, and that's what we base everything on, right?
Yes, we do.
But like, you know, like anyone that had Allen Robinson on Thursday night can hear me. You know, he had one catch. Even Justin Jefferson went off for 185 yards. Adam Thielen, nothing. You know, KJ Brown, bore nothing. And this, I wanted to ask, I'm going to ask to pass this to Irv. I don't know if you saw any, you know.
No pun.
End zone tape or, what do you call it? The coach's film.
I saw the same thing you guys
but
saw.
Like, it looked to me as the uneducated eye that it was a lot of one
uneducated read
and go.
Everything.
And it's got to be for Jalen Hurts, it's going to be unnatural for him to say, well, I've got 8 yards there, but maybe I should wait half a second longer and see if someone else is open and deliver them the ball. So, you know, the coaches talked a lot about, oh, well, yeah, A.J. Brown, we're very happy for him, but some days it's going to be Devontae Smith, and we're very happy with Devontae, and it's almost like they are pre-gaming the possibility of, you know, not that there would be locker room discord, but, like, if A.J. Brown keeps getting 13 targets and Devontae Smith gets a catch or two a game, you know, it might be a little issue.
It goes back to Sack's point because 1 week A.J. Brown's going to be the number one progression, and then the next week Devontae Smith's going to be the number one progression. It goes back to Jalen Hurts looks at his first progression, can't go to his second one. He decides to duck and run every time, and that's why I have an issue with them saying he had a phenomenal game. Yeah, the stat board
very
shows so. But he also – it's week one, overreaction, you know, Monday. I was like – I haven't seen that progression from last year.
You got to remember at the same time, he also had heat on him the entire game.
He did.
So he he didn't have his comfort level of time.
Lucy, can I explain?
Yes.
Please.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. First of all, let's talk about.
We all get equal time here, Irv.
Well, I got a little more. I'm. Well, give me
all
a
right,
second
there
here.
Was. There's our first big time statement from somebody other than Sack.
No, that's fine. I will give you plenty of Sam's time. You have Sam.
Thank you. First of all, let's talk about AJ Smith catching a bunch of balls.
Brown.
And
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown. AJ and Smith.
Devontae
AJ
Brown. Devontae,
you know what? The tandem is AJ Smith. Smith.
Yeah, AJ Smith. Thank you very much.
The love child.
AJ Brown catching a bunch of balls. Devontae Smith not catching any balls. He caught one, dropped it. That's going to happen. Like you said, Devontae's not going to say anything. Goddard's not going to say anything right now. Why? Because we won the game. They won the game. That will make them look like they're selfish. But I promise you, if they lose a game and there's limited catches, limited targets at those two guys,
somebody's saying something.
Okay. So yeah, that happens, but, and nobody's going to say anything because the game was won. Now, let me say this about AJ Brown. AJ Brown did not come here to be the number two guy. He came here to be the number one guy. When I came here to the Philadelphia Eagles, Christy Jones was here. I made it clear I'm going to be the number one guy. I'm not coming here to play second fiddle.
Christy Jones was never a number one receiver.
Well, he was the number one guy when I got here out of the receivers that they had.
That's because he had one good playoff game against Detroit.
So AJ Brown didn't come here to play second fiddle to Devontae Smith. Let's make that clear right now. He's always going to catch more balls than Devontae. He's going to make Devontae's job easier, but he's always, I mean, over the course of a season, he's always going to catch more balls.
Tell us after game one, your opinion of AJ Brown, because this is probably the first time you've watched a full game with him as a receiver.
He's not all that everybody's saying. I mean, he's not God. He's a great player. He is a great player. He's a go-to guy. He's a number one receiver. He's a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. He's already proven that. He's a proven receiver.
Will anybody evaluate be as good of a receiver as you?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Jalen Reagor. Sam and I are looking at each other, going like this.
But wait a minute. Nope. But wait a minute.
Jalen Reagor.
This is only one game. He's only got a few seasons in the league. To be great, you have to do it over an extended period of time.
And
be an overnight flash in the pants. Okay, we've had a lot of receivers in the league that have had one or two great seasons, and that was it. Flash in the pan.
He is looking pretty. Flash in the
pan.
Good.
Now let me say this:
flash in the pan or flash in the pants?
I said pants.
It's pan.
I said pants.
But he said pants.
I said pants. It's my pants. It's your pants.
You are the number one receiver, so I got to go with you. I guess.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah. 10 receptions for 155 yards and
13 targets.
I got to be honest with you.
That's good. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying he's not a good receiver.
He was literally 6 inches giggity from catching that nice soft in your hands pass from Jalen Hurts. If that safety doesn't come over and help, he's dragging that corner back into the end zone.
He's only played, what's his fourth season?
Yes.
Okay. He's only,
that's
played,
a pretty damn good indicator for a wide receiver.
He hasn't played long enough for us to deem him great.
Wow.
Okay. He's been a great addition to the team.
I think you're being tough.
No, great means you've done it over and over for an extended period, year after year. You're not great if you've had two good years. You've had three great years.
Did he have a great game?
I think he had a great game. Yes.
Good.
He
did
have
a great game.
He's great right now. Great. Until he drops a couple of balls.
Also, that underthrown ball that Jalen Hurts threw to him, that could have gone to the house if that was an accurate pass.
Right. Now, about Jalen. We got 1 minute?
One minute, yeah.
Okay, well.
You know what?
Can I come back and talk about Jalen?
Yeah, let me do a State Farm Library real fast.
I'll come back and talk about Jalen.
Yeah, come back, please, and talk about whatever you like. You guys, just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Avuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Avuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call him at 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Real fast, everybody, I want to make sure that we have a message sent on the way back, on the way out today. I want to thank Captain Demps for stepping in Detroit for our pregame show. He did an excellent job, as well as Chris Jameson from Lancaster, who actually I thought was excellent.
That was a really good show.
Yeah, it really was.
It was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
President of Diaz Nation.
Probably because Diaz
Well, no, in all fairness, I spent probably 3 days on that show because, you know.
Over-prepare.
Better to be over-prepared.
What does Vince Young say? Next question.
Next question.
Well, I listened to it on the iHeartRadio app, and it was very good.
Thank you. Excellent plug there, Sam. You guys, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, back right after this. All right, everybody, we're working our sweat over here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia, 102.5.
102.5.
I don't think 102.4 exists.
Man, can I come back with a better attitude?
No.
Leave the room, come back.
It's fine.
Come back to the microphone with a better attitude.
No, I like this.
I'm still thinking about Kelly Lee.
This is raw audio.
Wait. Man.
Do you have any other 1984 references, to compare to?
And Diaz is done.
Oh, that Bad News Bears, by the way. I was trying to do some digging. I still don't get the reference.
Kelly Lee.
It's Kelly Leak.
It's Kelly Lee.
L-E-A-K.
Is it L-E-A-K?
Wow.
Yeah. I always thought it was Kelly Leak.
I wouldn't know. I just Googled it.
All right. Well, Kelly Leak and Kelly Lee is close enough.
All right.
Same thing spelled different.
And if you haven't watched, the, 2005 remake of Bad News Bears with,
Billy
Bob Thornton. It's
phenomenal.
I think it's hysterical. It's hysterical. I thought the first one was hysterical, but this one kind of takes it to another level. Like, Buttermaker was obnoxious in Bad News Bears. Billy Bob Thornton, like, you had to take it to 2005 obnoxious.
That was, I feel like that role was, like, made for Billy Bob
Thornton. 100%. he passes out.
Oh. Okay, you're on.
I'm just saying
2005. Jerk store! I was gonna say 2005 was like, that was when you were the worst.
Really?
You don't think I've gotten better? Wow, I appreciate you.
Well, you're just a little slow.
Like, some of the scenes, like, he's throwing batting practice while he's hammered, alright? And you just see the progression of pitches getting more and more inside, then he starts hitting everybody, and then the next scene you see, he's passed out cold, and the whole team's over top of him, and Tanner goes, I'm taking his wallet.
Okay, so, before we went to break.
Yeah. Speaking of phenomenal.
We were talking about Jalen.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that.
Man.
Yes, I at the beginning of the game.
You're lucky you have one person on your side.
Yes, and she's the only one I need on my side.
Woo!
Yeah,
sure. Because
she carries some weight around here.
Tomato on my grilled cheese. Now.
So, Jalen.
There it is. There it is.
Sam,
man.
Smacking Diaz. Smack him again.
Do it again.
There it is. They got it on.
That's smacking of the shoulder. Yes.
Next time,
family
do it right
program.
On his five head.
That was her highlight of the week right there.
Yeah.
So the defensive coordinator for the Lions, Aaron Glenn, did a great job at the beginning of the game. He came out blitzing, and it set the tone. It caused disruption for the offensive team for the Eagles. Like you said, Zach, Jalen ran. I saw three times in those first couple of series in the game that he didn't have to. The pocket was still intact. He could have stepped up and throwing the ball downfield. I couldn't see what was going on downfield.
How much were they successful runs? Did he see open space?
For me, there was open space in front of him. All he had to do was step up in the pocket. No one had penetrated.
No, I'm talking about on his runs.
Yeah, all of his runs were, he didn't lose any yards on any of his runs in the first couple of series.
I mean, do you think that part, I don't want to interrupt you, but do you think part of the offensive game plan with Nick Sirianni is, hey, Jalen, if you see
No.
Green?
No.
Go.
No. Here's what I think happens with Jalen. Jalen instinctively runs. Mm. He's been running all of his career, whether it started at Pop Warner to high school to college to the pros. He's always had the ability to run. So let me finish. There is a clock that starts when the ball is snapped, particularly when there's a passing play in the receiver's head and in the quarterback's
head. He's so conditionally
responded.
And he's
so conditioned that if there's any kind of disruption, whether the pocket is secure or not, when that clock goes off, he runs.
Hey, and yeah, I gotta be honest with you.
They're never ever going to be able to coach that out of him because it's instinctive.
No.
Now, Kirk Cousins.
Time will take that out of him.
No. It won't.
It will. It's like a Michael Vick when you have your first season-ending injury, which, by the way, if Jalen Hurts is our quarterback for any length of time, that is going to happen. It's an unfortunate element because of the nature of his game, which you are describing mm-hmm. in extremely great detail and exact to a T.
Mm-hmm.
But fact is, at some point in time, he is going to slow down, and that's when he's going to be encouraged to stay in the pocket, take a hit.
But it won't be.
That's not
this year. It's not going to be anytime soon.
It won't be anytime soon.
So because, what I was about again, to say is be prepared.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to see for quite some time.
And they won't be able to coach that out of him. That's just the way he is. Tom Brady doesn't have that. Why? Because he doesn't instinctively run. He can't run. Kirk Cousins doesn't have that. He knows that he has to throw the ball or throw it away or step up in the pocket and create more time so my receivers can get open. But they're not going to run instinctively is what I'm saying. That's what happens with Jalen because he's been doing it his whole career, and it's not going to change in 1 or 2 years.
First progression, run. That's what I've been saying.
And it's that clock. Again, it's that clock in his head that you kind of sense, you kind of feel that, okay, this is too long. I've been back here too long. I got to make something happen.
I have a very important question for you, and it flips a little bit back to defense. But you brought up Kirk Cousins. We're talking about 2 weeks in a row with statues behind the line of scrimmage. All right. How short is, and I'm going to Irv on this first and then down the line here, how short is your leash with Jonathan Gannon if, in fact, they don't get any pressure on Kirk Cousins 2 weeks in a row with completely immobile quarterbacks?
Well, the leash gets a lot shorter if he doesn't get any pressure on Kirk Cousins this week. He's going to have to. Okay. You have to disrupt, the timing. Again, like I said earlier, you have to disrupt the timing of the receiver. You have to disrupt the timing of the quarterback. That's how you give time for your defensive line to get to the quarterback.
You understand Kirk Cousins has ate us up.
Yes, I understand that.
Throughout the course of his career. Yes, he has.
Yes.
Well, the line has gone from what it started at 3.5 or 2.5. Now it's down to 1.5.
It's down to 1.5. Yeah.
I mean, this is a game where, you know, I'm not afraid of the Vikings or anything. They got a lot of weapons. They got a lot of, it seems like enthusiasm with
beating the Packers.
Well, yeah. And also getting, what's his name? Who was the coach last year? Is it not Zimmer?
No, it's O'Connell.
Yeah, but who was the coach last year?
It was Zimmer.
Zimmer. Mike Zimmer.
It's back up to 2, by the way.
Everyone hit.
It's gonna float around.
FanDuel had 1.5. I don't know. We need to get our official sponsor on board here, to give us the lines. But, at this game, it's kind of like, if they win, we're gonna break it down and see what we liked and what we didn't like. But this Jalen Hurts performance is like, hey, he won the game. He did a good job winning the game, but can he get better and improve where, you know, this quarterback question where he's so effective running the ball. You don't want him to stop, but also you want him to stop and look through. You know, it's this win the game versus win the next contract kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we've got a NFC championship or bust guy over here. And it's kind of like, well, every game against the worst record that they win is good. But is he a Super Bowl kind of quarterback if he doesn't get a third look?
I think they have to tailor the offense.
I think that's what they're doing now.
Strength. I was watching the game with Fred Barnett. Fred Barnett and
Arkansas Fred. We love Freddie.
Yeah, we were watching the game together. We were actually at an appearance together, and we were watching the game, and both he and I were admiring the pattern structure of the offense for the Lions. Some of the patterns, the way they were laid out, the way they came together, and the way guys, you know, the way they stretched the defense. We were just admiring some of the plays that they had in their pattern combinations. We don't have that. The Eagles don't have that where Jalen sits back and waits for that to develop and then makes the delivery of the ball. Our offense is more like a college offense where it's, you know, pass, run, but it's RPO. You know, that's a college type offense, and that's the type of quarterback that Jalen Hurts is. He's an RPO type quarterback.
that's what I want to see, is because you have Jalen Hurts, and you saw last weekend the contain the lead, you know, run some of the clock, this and that. I think we're going to find out Monday night, because I think the Vikings are a really good team. I think it's going to be
they're better than Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to be an early test to see if we can get a go out there and win the game with your arm, Jalen Hurts, because I think he's going to have to go, you know, toe for toe on offense. The RPO is not going to, you know, it's not going to carry for four quarters against an offense like that.
Herb, do you think Jalen can get better each week? Do you think he can learn and get better each week?
Yeah, I think he has been doing that.
Thank you.
But
it's only been 1 week.
But again.
No, it's been the two years that he's been here.
He's continually gotten better. But again, that whole instinctive quality that he has to run the ball, to use his legs, because he's such a great athlete, that's going to play a big factor in whether or not this team advances in terms of how he plays.
It gives him a ceiling, right? Basically, the instinct,
a
current ceiling.
It gives you a ceiling on each play that they're running, that they're trying to get him to throw the ball.
Which gives him an overall ceiling then.
Well, yeah.
Until he can break that instinct, right?
But that's not going to happen for years. it's not going to happen for years.
I don't like that.
I actually,
as long as he's young and he's as mobile as he is right now, until he gets 4 or 5 years under his belt, back in the pocket, knowing defenses, reading defenses, seeing almost everything that anybody can throw at him, until that happens and he gets kind of comfortable and is able to recognize it quickly, make changes at the line, until that happens, he's still going to instinctively run that ball. When that clock runs out and he doesn't see his first read, it's not open, there's been some kind of disruption, whether the pocket's still intact or not, he's going
to
take over.
Then I hate to say it, even though it's an individual player, that's going to give the entire team a ceiling. In my opinion.
That's right. That's the concern. They won the game, and we're talking Negadelphia. We're happy they won the game, and they can win every game like that this year, but I think long term, that's the concern.
I actually like the fact that line has come down. Cause what it's saying is that the money's going in on the Vikings. And right now, a lot of people are looking at the Vikings. They're like, oh man, they can win the division. Now remember last year, the Saints manhandled the Packers in week one. Completely destroyed them. And then the Packers went on their run, and they wound up as the number one seed. This team right here with the Vikings, they're like, yeah, they manhandled the Packers last week in their home opener, and they're probably smelling themselves coming into Philadelphia. And remember, there's a lot of like revenge factor that comes into play. Like they're still probably thinking like the guys that were left there from the NFC Championship game 5 years ago, some of those guys are probably going to come in here. We're going to ruin their home opener. That team, that crowd is going to come that night, and they're going to be loud. They're going to be insane and crazy, and they're going to be right behind this Birds team, man. They're going to win on Monday night.
Michael Scott has a great question. If the offense scores 30 points plus points against again this week, are we having the same conversation?
Yes, I asked that question earlier about.
Hold on a second. Don't take away from one of our guests.
That's my buddy, and he's a jackass.
Take away from.
Thank you very much.
Another member of Diaz Nation.
I love Michael Mike. Scott. Mike's one of my best friends. But that was the question I asked earlier with the Lions. Like, if we would have beat the Chiefs, or we would have beat, you know, like the Dallas Cowboys Chargers. Or something like that, the Chargers, if we would have beaten one of those.
First of all, LOL Cowboys.
Exactly, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's part of the round of the league that's coming up.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure. They still wouldn't have won 8 games without Dak.
But it's still, but
the expectations would have been different if it was a different team.
All right, real quick. How much time do we have left in this segment? We're not doing any live reads.
We got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I want to come back. I want to address three more points.
Producer in the business. Yeah.
Three more points on offense. All right. And then
you clearly don't know what 30 seconds means.
Wow.
Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, you guys. We'll be back. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia. Wow. You will get fired. Right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Advantage Health Plus, everybody. Advantage Health Plus, supplemental health care, everything from prescription services better than what are you doing over there?
Crazy.
Better than good RX. Mental telehealth appointments available at your disposal. Pet insurance, A lot of fantastic things here with Advantage Health Plus. AdvantageHealthPlus.com. Make sure you check them out. Real quick, before we go around the league, which is predominantly going to be the NFC East, and how the Giants beat the Titans. But I want to do – I'd like to point out three elements here that I don't think we went over. Maybe I jumped out of the room for about 3 or 4 minutes, and maybe you did. But we've been negative Philadelphia. We've been scrutinizing heavily, especially the defense. On offense, I'd like to say right now that whether or not you consider him a good or a great player, I think we got it right with A.J. Brown.
No doubt. Oh, definitely. 100%. Definitely, yeah.
All right.
We're not hating.
In addition to that, the minimal opportunities that Dallas Goedert had the ball, which is three touches, he had three touches for 60 yards. He looked pissed. If that was Zach Ertz, it would have been three catches for 18 yards. There'd have been no yak.
He would have felt fallen down.
He would have been, Vontaze Burfict. Ole.
Game winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, keep bringing up Burfict. Keep bringing up Burfict. I mean, come on.
Unbelievable.
Also, the fourth down conversion. Keep bringing up Burfict.
And, the one person that we, didn't talk about, which I believe across the board we didn't talk about, Miles Sanders had an excellent game.
A 24-yard run. He scored a touchdown!
That peekaboo run was, peekaboo I see you run was really good.
Well, touchdown, you knew, they were gonna get the ball.
13 carries for 96 yards, that's 7.4 average with a touchdown. Every one of our running backs had a touchdown. Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Boston Scott, and Jalen Hurts, our running back.
And food for thought, too. And I said it right before the announcers did. That was Miles' first touchdown since 2020. Remember, last year he didn't score a touchdown at all.
Hey, guess what? I think he's learning the game. Again, you know, it takes a little while. But what he didn't do and what he did do was fantastic. It was, all right, look. I get it. You're involved in self-preservation as a running back on a regular basis. You're not going to lower your shoulder in a 325-pound defensive tackle. You're going to try to juke your way out of it, and that's what we've seen. Jordan Howard would not do that. Jordan Howard would go right at him because Jordan Howard was 235 pounds. Mm-hmm. All right. Miles Sanders can't do that. But what Miles Sanders did do on Sunday was he lowered his shoulder against any cornerback or defensive back that came up against him, lowered his shoulder and put the pain on them. And that is the reason he averaged 7 yards per carry.
He's hungry, and he knows there's the possibility that he may not be on this team.
He won't be on this team.
He wants
to
get paid.
So he's putting film out there for everybody
but,
to see.
But at the very least, this bodes well for us.
Of course.
Because he's learning. He's making, after one game, it looks like he's understood or understands now how to make proper choices on lowering his shoulder. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do it at all. 2 years ago, he wouldn't do it at all. All right. Now he's trying to evade big guys. And when he sees somebody who's smaller than him, he's laying the thunder. You might want to write that down. I almost got caught.
You were close.
The thing is, you know, it's a contract year. No one's going to pay running backs anymore. It's, I mean, he's on a rookie deal.
But you're playing for the best deal.
I understand that.
All right. Anyway, let's get to around the league. What do we got? About 7 minutes, 8 minutes, six minutes?
Around the league, 7 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. I'm going to go through scores. Anybody wants to say anything, raise your hand. Stop me. Thank you, Buffalo Bills, for embarrassing the Los Angeles Rams. And look, again, the best part about California is the possibility of the San Andreas Fault actually cracking and the entire state falling into the Pacific Ocean.
Can I say something about the Bills? You said, I just think that game, they were revving up and they were getting better. I think that game was a statement of who they're really going to be. And
Josh Allen is a stud.
Yes.
And guess
they're
what?
They're going to be a good team.
Hey, anybody that says Von Miller is too old?
No.
Is not watching game film.
How about people that said a couple years ago that Josh Allen was nothing and was trash? Remember some people like that used to say things like that?
I said he looked like a deer in the headlights. He's getting better.
Yeah, there's somebody else I had an argument with. He said he was a turnover machine. He stinks.
Yeah, he's not here right now.
Steelers 23, Bengals 20. Watt may be out for a considerable amount.
Six weeks.
You know what that means? He's back in time for our game.
Doesn't matter. We play at home.
It all depends.
Dolphins 20. Patriots 7.
Yay, Belichick sucks.
I loved that game.
Congratulations, Ashley Nataliana and Luis Dominguez Jr.
They're still not going to win the division.
Browns 26, Panthers 24. I did want to see Baker Mayfield beat them.
Me too.
They came close. Terrible.
Ravens 24, Jets 9. Wonderlic exam. Lamar Jackson 13. Congratulations. Commanders 28, Jaguars 22.
Are you scared about the Commanders?
No, it's still the Jaguars.
Okay.
With Doug Peterson at the helm.
We'll see what they do this weekend in Detroit, and then it's a big matchup. Green Legion Invasion, week 3.
Let's go. Saints 27, Falcons 26. Does anybody care?
Falcons should have won that game. They messed up. The Falcons should have won
another
that game.
Another Atlanta collapse.
Hold on a second. Wow. That doesn't have anything to do with bad ownership, bad executives, bad management.
On which
bad
side? Coach. Both of them.
That was awful.
Jameis Winston was saying pain.
Thank you, Chicago. Bears 19, 49ers 10.
Wow. I got Trey Lance in the
what
Green Legion.
What a monsoon.
Trey Lance did not come through and Quimby beat me in the Green Legion Big Boy League this week.
That no one cares.
I do.
I know yes, you do. He
does. You're fired for the third
That's
time.
One in 8 billion.
Hold on a second.
We have 8 billion left.
If you're the Colts right now, you have to be wallowing in your misery. All right. What 2020 against your division opponent, Houston Texans, who are as useful as boobs on fish.
Better even. The AFC South is all 0-1, and two teams played each other.
That's a great stat.
Winless.
That's a great
winless.
Stat.
Yeah. Winless, excuse me.
They're all winless.
Winless, and they played each other.
Vikings 23, Packers 7. I said it in the pregame show, I saw this coming. Aaron Rodgers is too concerned with finding his next ugly girlfriend.
What about the ayahuasca?
Huh?
Have you ever tried ayahuasca?
Anyway.
What are you talking about?
Moving on.
Chiefs 44, Cardinals 21, 5 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes.
You think he misses without,
I'm sorry, Tyreek.
Most fun player in the NFL to watch, Patrick.
Patrick Mahomes, 100%.
So
next,
much fun.
Next should be.
Hold on.
Yes.
LOL Raiders.
Yeah. How about the quarterback for that team that they lost to? He is also fun.
Justin Herbert.
Can you believe a Dolphins fan watching that guy play and sitting there going, believe in Tua.
Yeah.
Tua time, my ass. Yeah.
They didn't want Justin Herbert because he reads books.
Giants.
Kyler Murray?
Giants 21, Titans 20. Did anybody see this one coming?
No, but you know what? They've been in misery so long, I'm happy for the Giants.
No, the Titans.
What?
What?
Get the hell out of here.
For the Giants.
Right now, you are gone.
I'm happy for the Giants.
Goodbye.
The Titans lost that game. The Giants did not win that game.
I mean, Saquon was great for fantasy purposes.
Saquon looks for real, though.
Buccaneers and Cowboys.
Yeah! Yeah! Now, how does Sam feel about this?
No. I hated the end and the result of this matchup, and I will tell you why. Because I get it, you're an Eagles fan. Oh, I hate the Cowboys. No, you want the Bucs to win this game because the Cowboys will not win this division. You want the Bucs to lose every single game they possibly can because you want the road to Glendale to come through Philadelphia.
You're fine.
I'm happy. No, I'm not.
You're fine.
No, you're out of your mind.
Well, the Bucs didn't look that good.
Quimby loves
Dallas. They didn't look that
big
good.
Big news. Quimby loves
Dallas.
They
struggled in that game.
Barring a stadium implosion, I wanted Dallas to win.
Sinkhole.
And not just because not because of how much I hate Tom Brady.
And I said I wanted the Bucs or the Cowboys to win, and we're down to one person in our room.
Stat of the week. Dallas is the only team not to score a touchdown in week one.
And I'm not going to lie. I hate that Dak went down.
Well, we gotta finish up with probably the best one of all. The Monday Night Football game.
Broncos and Seahawks.
What the hell happened there?
You turn the ball over two times at the goal line, and that's what happened. Yeah.
I heard so many times this week, too, about Russell Wilson. They gave him that big Russell Wilson was fantastic in that game. He didn't fumble at the goal line.
Every time they gave the ball to Melvin Gordon, you wondered what the hell was going to happen.
Yeah. Nathaniel Hackett, what the hell was that?
The point of football. Don't you guys understand? The point of football is to line up.
So, Zach or Irving, do you have anything you have to add?
I got some questions, though, on that ass grab from Geno Smith on Chris Godwin.
Yeah, what was that?
What the hell
was that?
And they kept replaying it. It was so good.
And then did Russ really, let's ride?
because
that's all he said.
Man, that was pathetic. I mean, like,
by the way, 64 real quick, yards. I want to acknowledge Keenan Harmon right now for being the last person in our room.
Thanks, Keenan.
You put up with us for 3.5 hours. We did baseball brunch earlier.
It's like winning a Royal Rumble.
He's been in all week. Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, Thursday.
He wins. He wins Happy the war.
Days. Oh, Pam's got to be out of town.
He
or
wins
like that.
The war of attrition, everybody. By the way, real quick, once again, I want to send out our love and prayers to Antonio and Deshaunte Williams, who lost their nephew earlier this week. It's a tragedy. But one thing that we've learned with the Green Legion family, especially during COVID, is that you can lean on us at any point in time. And we hope that's always the case. You guys, the next time you'll see us will be Monday night.
We're back, baby.
4 o'clock.
We are back.
4 o'clock live from the corner of 11th and Patterson. Green Legion Radio brought to you by our friends at Advantage Health Plus and Live Casino. You guys, we will see you on Monday.